They mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spreads out His hand at night to forgive the sinner of the day. What it means is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His mercy abundantly to forgive the person who made a mistake. So at night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extending His mercy to forgive that person that made an error, that person that committed some sin during the day. وَيَبْسُتُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hand, extends His mercy during the day to forgive that person that made a mistake at night, that person that committed a guna. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 24/7 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is open. It isn't such that it's just working hours during the day or during the night, but day and night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that at night He's willing to forgive the person who made a sin, committed a guna during the day. And during the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors are open, His mercy is open to forgive that person that made a mistake at night. حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. Until the sun rises from the west. What it means that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue right up to Qiyamah. That nobody should ever lose hope that Allah Pak won't forgive me. Right up to Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of mercy are open, waiting for the person just to repent and waiting for the person to make tawbah. Today's hadith is a little bit of a long one. What we'll do is we'll break it into two parts, which will be tomorrow. It's a simple hadith, but it has a lot of lessons for us. It's an incident about a sahabi that lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before Islam, and what he observed and how he accepted Islam. And Abi Najih Amr ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Amr ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu as-Sulami radiyallahu anhu qala kuntu wa ana fil jahiliyyati adhunnu anna an-nasa ala dalalatin. Hazrat Amr ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he mentions that I, in the time of jahiliyyat, in the time of before Islam had come, so in the period of ignorance, I knew that the people were doing wrong. He could see the people were in idolatry and what sins they were doing. They were burning their daughters alive. They were making tawaf of the Kaaba naked, etc., etc. So he said, I knew that the people were doing wrong. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. And that they had no deen. The people had no deen. وَهُمْ يَعْبُدُونَ الْأَوْثَانِ. And they were worshipping idols. فَسَمِعَتُ بِرَجُلٍ بِمَكَّةَ يُخْبِرُ أَخْبَارًا. Then I heard that there was one man in Makkah Sharif that he was informing people of things. فَقَعَدْتُ عَلَىٰ رَاحِلَتِي فَقَدِمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. So I jumped onto my animal, my conveyance, and I went to him. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُتَرَآهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمُهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was secretly, quietly preaching to people. So this whole scene he's painting, that I jumped onto my animal, I went there, and I saw that secretly one person by one person by one person, secretly he's trying to give his message, he's trying to spread Islam. But his people were openly opposing him. One of the worst things that can happen to a person is where his own family opposes him, where strangers oppose him, that is not easy, that's not good for him. But where the own family turns against a person, that's one of the hardest conditions a person can come. To teach us that in giving, making the tabligh of Islam, of deen, of our religion, a person should expect some type of opposition. He can't expect everything to be easy. Sometimes people will mock at him, people will laugh at him. He might not feel it easy to wear a kurta and a topi in an aeroplane, in an airport, or sometimes he's staying somewhere. But think about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he's preaching and his own people are openly turning against him. How embarrassing that can be. But for the sake of deen, this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam continued. فَتَلَطَّفْتُ حَتَّى دَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ بِمَكَّةِ. So he said, I secretly planned to meet him until I managed to get him and meet him in Makkah Sharif. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ مَا أَنْتَ. Then I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are you? قَالَ أَنَا نَبِيٌ. He said, I am a Nabi. قُلْتُ وَمَا نَبِيٌ. So I asked him, what is a Nabi? قَالَ أَرْسَلَنِي اللَّهُ. قُلْتُ. And then he said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me. قُلْتُ وَبِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ أَرْسَلَكَ. Then I asked him, what is the thing that Allah Pak has sent you with? قَالَ أَرْسَلَنِي بِسِلَةِ الْأَرْحَامِ وَكَسْرِ الْأَوْسَانِ وَأَيُّ وَحِدَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْعًا. He replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with joining family ties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to break idols and destroy the idols. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be worshipped alone. No partners should be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aspect of joining family ties, we find Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he was a Jew. Initially he was a Jew, then he accepted Islam. He says, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into Madinah Sharif, I just went also on observer status to see what he has to say, because we heard so much about him. And he said, when I saw his face from a distance, I realized that this face cannot be the face of a liar. It's impossible that this Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be the face of a liar. And then he explains what is the first words he heard also from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wa sillu al-arham wa qumu bil layli wan nasu niyam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said that, O people, make salam frequent about you. Whenever you see your brother, make salam to him. Don't feel shy to make salam. And make salam properly also. Sometimes when we're on the WhatsApp or the phone, we just put these salams, S-L-M-Z. But don't feel shy. Salam is a thing that we should make properly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged it. So right there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged, he said salam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, at'imu ta'am, feed the people. Be kind as far as your spending is concerned. Feed people, don't feel shy to feed. Wasilul arham, the next thing he said is maintain family ties, because these are very, very important things. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about huququllah, those things that between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that stand up at night, in the middle part of the night, stand up, wake up with tahajjud while people are sleeping. So this was the first thing Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he said he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And here Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu as-Sulami, he's saying that I also heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that the people should join ties. And he heard this from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. قلت فمن معك على هذا. Then he said, the next question I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, who is with you in this matter? In other words, you are propagating, who is on your side? How we always think that, who is your side? How many supporters this person got? Who is he following? What numbers he's got? Our mind normally goes to this. So this is what he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is with you? قال حر وعبد. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, one free person is with me and one slave is with me. وَمَعَهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَبِلَالٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. And who are these two people? And that at that moment was with him, Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه and Hazrat Bilal رضي الله. Too simple. Hazrat Bilal رضي الله عنه was an Abyssinian slave. So it shows, when it comes to tabligh, then we don't look for prominence, we don't look for any type of VIP status. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started simply with a servant, meaning a free person, and one slave, Hazrat Bilal رضي الله عنه. قلت إني متبعك. He said, I told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to follow you. I want. In other words, he was taken back by the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also shows that a person in giving da'wah, in giving tabligh, in propagating Islam, his personality should be such that people automatically are attracted. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't tell him too much. He just told him these few things, and then immediately he said, إني متبعك. I want to follow you. I want to be like you. قال إنك لن تستطيع ذلك يومك هذا. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's not possible for you to do it at this time, because the opposition was too heavy. So in other words, if this person had to come and accept Islam at that time, he would also be opposed. Ala tara hali wa halun nas. Do not you see what my condition is and what the condition of the people are? In other words, how I am being persecuted, how I am being taunted. Walakin irji' ila ahlik فَإِذَا سَمِعَتَ بِي قَدَ ظَهَرْتُ فَأَتِنِي. He said, what you do is go back to your family. Go back to your family, go back to your progeny. And when you hear that I am now dominant, that Allah Pak has given me that dominance, then you come back. So he explains, قَالَ فَذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي فَقَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَدِينَةِ حَتَّى قَدِمَ نَفْرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَقُلْتُ مَا فَعَلَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةِ. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after some time, after Makkah Sharif, he went to Medina, and then he was finding out from the people, what is the situation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, until some of my own family went to Medina, and I asked them, then what is happening with this person that is propagating amongst the people? What is happening with him? So they said, فَقُلْتُ مَا فَعَلَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةِ فَقَالُوا النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ سِرَعًا. So my people replied to me, those people that went to Medina and the people that I was inquiring from, they said that people are thronging to him. Forget like how it was in Makkah Sharif, where he was moving with two people. Here people are thronging to him. So he says, then he says what he did. وَقَدْ أَرَادَ قَوْمُهُ قَتَلَهُ. While people are thronging to him, whilst his own people wanted to kill him, they want to kill him, but yet people are thronging towards him. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. And they won't be able. These people are telling him that they won't be able to kill him. فَقَدِمْتُ الْمَدِينَةَ فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتَعْرِفُنِي. So then he said, I went to Medina Sharif now myself. And when I went there, the first question I asked, he says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize me? Imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he met him once before in Makkah. Now this person comes to Medina Sharif, and he's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize who I am? قَالَ نَعَمْ أَنْتَ الَّذِي لَقِيتَنِي بِمَكَّةَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, I recognize you. You are the person that came to meet me in Makkah Sharif. So this ulama explained from here that we shouldn't be so elite or highty-tighty about ourselves that some simple person comes to meet us and we forget about him. This person met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so many years back. When he came back, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam still had a place for him in his mind and heart. Immediately he recognized him and said, "Yes, you are the person that came and met me in Makkah Sharif." قَالَ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَخْبِرْنِي عَمَّا عَلَّمَكَ اللَّهُ أَجْهَلُ. Then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform me of what Allah Pak has taught you and what things that I don't know. We'll continue with this hadith from here tomorrow inshallah. As we know, today after Asr is the program has moved to some. We should try and make an attempt to attend and encourage others also to attend. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.